River Country, Keith speaking.
Topper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, is there snow outside yet? I don't know.
No, and we don't want it.
No, snow is bad.
Might be a little wet today, but there's no sign of any snow. It's double digits as far as the temperatures is concerned.
Good. Of course, everybody with the skidoo right now is going, I want snow. Well, I don't, all right? And I'm the insane one here. It says it right in the title. This is Crazy James.
It is Crazy James, but we're not crazy enough to have snow yet. It could stay away for the next, I don't know, month and a half maybe? At least until after Halloween.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. It's decided. It's done.
Yes. Case closed. Meeting adjourned. There we go.
There we go. Next.
Exactly. Next, I guess, would be Crazy James. What's going on in High Prairie?
Well, today being Friday, there is personal knitting over at St. Mark's Church at 10. So if you're a knitter and you're wanting to help out a little bit, there's something you can do today. Tomorrow, Saturday, it's the first Saturday of the month. You know what that means, Hopper? Farmer's Market.
Inilda Farmer's Market. It sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They always have good stuff there. So check that out. And then on Monday, the community band meets over at Prairie River Junior High at 6. And also Triangle Pioneer Threshermen's Association has their monthly meeting over at their Triangle Hall at 7:30. So if that's something you're interested in helping out with, they can always use an extra pair of hands.
You bet. Hey, James, just out of curiosity, yeah, getting back to the band for a second, did you play an instrument?
Well, I had attempted to play the piano.
Ah, okay.
So I can make noise on it.
Uh-huh.
That's about all I can do now.
Okay.
Stick with it, kids.
Yes. Believe you me, as a person who did grow up in the band room in high school, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, this one time at band camp.
yes, I remember band camp very well.
I bet. Tuesday, the High Prairie and Area Football Society is having a meeting at 6:30 over at Amiro's in the back room. Also on Tuesday, all sorts of meetings. Town Council meets at 7, so if you're interested in seeing how things are done there, or if you've got a concern, they always got a little bit of time at the beginning where you can voice your concern. Also, the Royal Purple meets downtown on Tuesday at 7:30 at the Elks Hall, and then the Elks themselves meet at the Elks Hall at 8. Wednesday, there's something cool happening. The fire department here in town, they're having an open house from 5 till 7. So if you want to know what the inside of a fire truck looks like, or if your kids want to know what the inside of a fire truck looks like, now's the time to go. And having been on the inside of a fire truck, it's pretty cool. So go check that out.
Except when you're on the job, right?
Then
things get serious.
Yes, things get serious. And if it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and it's 40 below outside, you're thinking, oh, it's exactly what you're thinking, because it's just cold.
Yep.
What else have we got here? Oh, yeah, story time for the kids on Wednesday as well. 3 to 5 over at the library from 10:30 to 11. And, hey, speaking of the library, they've got a book sale going on all this month. You can get, just lots of books for not very much money, so all this stuff that I tell you guys about every week the library's doing, it's not free, but this is how it, let me put it this way. There's no charge for you to go, but somehow they got to pay for it. This is a way that they raise money for that, is they sell excess books. So if you're looking for some books, go check it out. They got some great deals there.
You never know. Something might pique your interest.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with buying a book either.
Mm-hmm.
Beautification meets at Amiro's on Wednesday as well at 6 in the back room there. On Thursday, we are having an all-candidates forum here at the Gordon Buchanan Center. That's at 7. So if you're unsure who you're going to vote for in the election coming up on the 21st there, here's your opportunity to ask candidates some questions.
My biggest question to you, James, is, are you going to vote?
Of course I'm going to vote.
Good man.
Might vote for the Rhinoceros Party, but I'm going to vote.
I am going to vote as well. I'm not going to ask
you. That's what we got going on.
I'm not going to ask you who you're going to vote for. That is entirely your decision. But if you vote, fantastic. Good on you.
Exactly. You can ask me. I won't tell you.
I still say, good man.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.